Well, it's that time of the year, and indeed this weekend, the CPO will be performing Handel's Messiah. This is my most favorite piece of music. I've known it from the time I was about 9 or 10, and when I was a boy and a teenager, and I sang in a choir, I was privileged to sing Messiah. And one of the most amazing parts of Messiah is the Hallelujah chorus that comes right at the end of the second part of this masterpiece. And here Handel weaves together the most amazing melodic and harmonic sequence. And there's this one part right at the beginning of the Hallelujah chorus, or near the beginning, that quotes these words from the book of Revelation in the 11th chapter. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Take a listen now to this particular sequence. We could just listen to that, but I guess I should give the homily. I want to suggest to you this morning that it is this kind of a vision that motivated St. Francis Xavier to leave the familiarity of Paris, where he taught philosophy, and to be sent by St. Ignatius of Loyola 1 year after the Jesuits had been founded. They were founded in the year 1540, and in the year 1541, St. Francis Xavier left Europe forever and traveled all the way to India, to Goa. Wherever Francis Xavier went, he lived with the poorest of the poor, sharing their food and their rough accommodations. He spent countless hours ministering to the sick, particularly to lepers. Very often he went without sleep, often because particularly children would come to him and they would say, "We want to learn our prayers." This made it difficult for him to find time for prayer. As he traveled, he eventually went to Malaysia and then was called by the Lord to go to Japan, which he did, and he learned a kind of basic Japanese so that he was able to instruct and to baptize people in that country. But like Moses, who had a vision for the promised land, St. Francis Xavier had a vision that he wanted to go to China. But sadly, he never made it there. As he was on his way to China on this date in the year 1552, St. Francis Xavier died. And his remains are enshrined in the church called Good Jesus in Goa. And isn't that an apt name for a church that have the relics of this amazing saint? Because you see, St. Francis Xavier knew that he is indeed Good Jesus. How was a man like this inspired in the way that he was? Well, may I suggest to you, it was because he had a view of the world that was so informed by the Bible. He had a vision that was so beautifully articulated in our first reading today from Isaiah 29. Now, Isaiah 29 is kind of like, well, the Hallelujah chorus. The Hallelujah chorus comes right at the end, as I said, of part two of Messiah. And part two of Messiah is all about the suffering of Jesus. It's all about his passion. It's all about his death. And then you have this glorious chorus that brings this part of Messiah to a close. Similarly with Isaiah 29. In the passage that comes exactly before what Alfredo read for us today, we have a passage that is filled with pain and suffering, with the longing heart of God. But then we come to today's reading. And in this reading, we hear remarkable things. We hear words that celebrate the deaf being able to hear, the blind being able to see. We hear that the injustice executed by tyrants and unscrupulous judges, that their reign will be ended. And then Isaiah has this vision of the true worship of God. He has this vision of the dignity of all people. Listen again to this beautiful poetry. This is from today's text. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the neediest people shall exalt in the Holy One of Israel. That was the vision of St. Francis Xavier. No longer shall Jacob be ashamed. Jacob is the most endearing name that God uses for his people. No longer shall Jacob be ashamed. No longer shall his face grow pale. And those who err in spirit will come to understanding, and those who grumble will accept instruction. In other words, it'll be the conversion of hearts. We are so blessed at this time of the year, during the Advent season, to read Isaiah. For here is a prophet with a vision of heaven. Here is a prophet who has the same kind of capacity and genius as Handel, to see that in the midst of a world like this, there is another world that is always breaking in, and that is the theme of Advent. And this is the truth, my beloved brothers and sisters. Whenever the followers of Jesus grasp this vision, we will be more and more recognizing that we are called to incarnate the presence of Jesus today, to be those who help, like the ones in today's reading from the gospel, those who cannot see, to see, to allow Jesus Christ to work through us in a world like this. For you see, we do live at a time, just as was always the case, and it was true for St. Francis Xavier when he went to India, that there are many incapable of seeing Jesus. There are many who err in spirit and grumble to accept instruction. However, when the church takes to heart our missionary call, we can, like St. Francis Xavier, be a people whose song throughout this life is to sing that the kingdom of this world will ultimately become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. When we have this biblical vision, you and I can sing our hallelujah. And with the collect that began today's Mass, we can fervently pray. O God, who through the preaching of St. Francis Xavier won many people to yourself, listen to these words. Grant that the hearts of the faithful may burn with the same zeal for the faith, and that Holy Church may everywhere rejoice in an abundance of offspring. I long for St. Peter's to become ever more this kind of a community, for St. Peter's to be a place where the spirit of St. Francis Xavier and the joy of the Hallelujah Chorus inspires us to help the blind see, and those who are maybe grumbling to be open to the instruction of the Lord. And so I ask you, do you have the same passion? Do you have this same zeal? St. Francis Xavier, pray for us.